Amber Aglukirk, president of Kulik Nunavut Status of Women Council, in addition to her new role as city councillor, first got involved with community leadership and advocacy as a result of dog sledding. Coming from a long line of mushers, Aglukirk really started with my passion for this work here in Iqaluit, training and running a dog team and having my son included. I had a desire to be part of a group that promotes the culture of Nunavut and wanting to be a part of that process, as well as being a mother and daughter in this territory, and how I could pass our traditions on. I wanted to ensure that the tradition continues with my son and his children. While she helped to support a dog team, when dealing with policy, she naturally came into a leadership role. Even if you can't speak Inuktitut, you can still be involved with Inuit culture, she said. Aglukirk explains how the dog sledding advocacy transitioned into women's advocacy. Not many women were, traditionally, in dog teaming. The main mode of transportation was designed for the men. It's now 2024. We are just as strong. We are just as capable of taking on that role, and the role of empowering our peers, empowering our community. So when the Kulik opportunity came along, I knew it was a great way to take forward my advocacy to a new landscape. Aglukirk has been president of Kulik since October 2022. It's been an eye-opener, an education on how we provide Nunavummiut of all different backgrounds with the history and traditions of the territory, she says. Kulik is an advisory council comprising 9 female members of different backgrounds from across Nunavut. They are appointed by the minister responsible for the status of women, each serving a 1 to 3 year term. The body was created in April 2001 as part of the Council of Women Act, 1999, and supports changes and advocates for change in issues affecting women in education, health, justice, economic development, housing, employment, leadership and culture. The organization's main priorities center around promoting awareness of gendered violence, with such events as the December 6 National Day of Remembrance and Violence Against Women, and the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, MMIWG, or Red Shirt Day, event set for May 5 this year. Regarding the latter, Kulik has put a territory-wide call-out for artists to contribute their works for consideration in the event presentation. Other areas of dedication are cultural preservation, particularly the furthering of accessibility of education and services for women in underserved communities on topics including reproductive health and sexual education. Nunavummiut know the work we do is for good reason, whether it's dog sledding, or sewing, or art in any form. The work that we provide, the meetings that we attend, the things on our vision board, the events we put on, is in order to provide those sage places for women. The work we put in is for a strong present and future Nunavut by providing the platform to talk forward and take a stand. It's meaningful work we want to provide as women and give back to our territory. She also keeps her son and other youth in mind to ensure the voice I have, through Kulik, plays a role in the next generation, my son's generation. I want to leave behind a legacy for him. Aglukirk recently took on another leadership role as Iqaluit's newest city councillor, sworn in February 27. I'm finding it more concentrated, more serious work. From my advocacy work, I can provide insight I've seen as Kulik president, to my role as councillor. For other young women in the community looking to pursue work as advocates for women, Aglukirk has a message. The work I have come to achieve is purely from my own willingness to volunteer. The work we do is motivated by the passion our council shares to being a safe space facilitator. I simply want to use my voice to show that women can be just as loved and valued.